Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the week where the Christmas spirit starts to feel like Christmas stress. Bring it all on, though. I'm here for it. You know that Kylie Kelce's podcast just went number one last week.
Yeah, it took over Joe Rogan.
Yeah. First time she did the podcast. And I think a lot of it is because she's having some mommy truth on there. Things that moms might be a little skeptical to say out in public. She kind of has no filter. And her latest podcast, her second episode, I thank her for this because it was specifically things not to buy kids for Christmas. Take a listen to her top three list.
If you're going to give someone that something that requires assembly, either do it yourself or consider something else. Number two, hard pass on anything covered in glitter. Number three, no volume control, not in my house.
Thank you.
She sounds like a stern mom.
100% agree with all of that.
The volume control, yeah, you don't want your kid going around playing the drums all day.
Carter got a drum when he turned 2 years old. And that lasted for about 6 months because it was so high-pitched, it would set off our house alarm.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. And then one morning I was like, well, these are just going to have to disappear.
I mean, I get those two, the glitter, because that's a mess. I get the volume control. The assembled thing isn't that part of the fun? Assembling things together with kids gives them something to do.
Have you ever tried to assemble a toy with a kid?
No.
No, it's not fun. Is it done yet? Can I help? Can I do this? No. Give me like 10 minutes to try and figure this out. And now the toy packaging, just trying to get the toy out of the box, has become a chore.
I thought that was like a parent moment. You do it with your kid. You assemble it together with, you know, the final product. Some satisfaction when you guys do it together.
Okay, you try this for the first time with Ollie and tell me how it goes.
No, I don't assemble anything. Exactly. I hire people to do things.
So I know we're a little close to Christmas, but I think there are some other toys we could add to this. And we'll go ahead and put the disclaimer out there. We're grateful for anything that you buy for our kids.
Yeah, don't give us that.
Okay, what are the toys that go on the list of things do not buy my kid?
All right, let's hear what parents have to say about this. 888-431-3764. Call or send us a text. Kylie Kelce, in her new podcast, her second episode, opened some parents' eyes because she came out and said the three things she does not want people buying her kids for Christmas.
Yeah, things without a volume control, anything with glitter, and then the first one was anything that requires a lot of assembly. Just assemble it yourself and give it to me.
Do it yourself. A lot of people here are saying slime, Kelly.
Yep, slime is a big one. 909 says any live animal. Greg and Rancho is calling in. He actually has the kids in the car. What is it for you? Do not buy my kids what?
Slime. That goes with the glitter.
100% with the slime. We went to a birthday party this weekend, and they made slime. And God bless my friend Jen, but she's like, go ahead and take the slime with you. And I was like, I'd rather not.
Let's just keep it at your house.
Right.
Is slime just messy? Is that the reason why?
I guess if you make it right, it's because they like to make it. If you make it right, it doesn't get that messy, but just the process is a mess.
It is. And if it sticks to like carpet, it takes forever to get out. The boys dropped slime in my car.
Oh, no.
And the only way I could get it out of the upholstery was with vinegar. So then my car smelled like vinegar. It was a whole mess. So we have a no slime rule. I'm 100% with you.
You've made it pretty clear with the kids by you. No, they're not getting slime this year.
Oh, yeah. We walked by a store, buy it at the store. But nope, keep walking.
Okay, here's another one I'm going to add to the list. Anything with tiny pieces. Not because my kids are small enough that they'll put it in their mouth, but I don't want to step on it or have to pick it up.
Oh, that becomes an absolute mess.
Mm-hmm.
With me, I don't want my son getting any more cars. And that sounds weird.
Okay.
He has about 75 cars. And he has an obsession with cars. And I think it's getting a little crazy. Every time I FaceTime him, he has to name me every one of his cars. And they're all lined up. And I'd rather poke my eyes out with hot candlesticks.
45 minutes later. So how was your day, Ollie?
Yeah, he's still naming his Lamborghini, he calls it.
Oh,
even though you're never going to get one.
All right, what would you add to the list of toys not to buy my kids?
888-431-3764.
You would think buying presents for kids would be easy, but there are some toys that when the kid's unwrapping it, their parents are going, why would you buy that?
Yeah, and I'm glad we're talking about this because I would have never thought of it. Like the 760 here says, anything to do with paint.
Yeah, that, anything messy. And I think that's why so many people are chiming in with slime. Like, parents don't want to deal with it. That might be fun for the kid, but it's not fun for the parent, the aftermath of it.
Didn't your youngest son recently think he was the next Picasso?
Oh, yeah. He paints, he draws permanent markers on everything. Yeah, it's been a learning lesson this year. 323 says, please do not gift my kid Orbeez. 100%. I actually don't even know why they still sell those.
I don't know what Orbeez is.
They're like these little water beads, but they're super dangerous, especially for little kids if they swallow them.
All right, and it's still legal?
Yeah.
Still on the shelves?
That's one I would agree with you. If it shows up at my house, like, sorry, we're going to return that. Let's see. Who do we have on the phone here? Trenton Rancho, what did you want to add to the list of things do not buy my kid?
Do not buy a red-eared slider turtle.
Oh, no. Somebody gave you a live animal as a Christmas present?
We gave my son a turtle when he was 1 year old. You have to ask how old he is.
How old is he?
My son is now 37.
Is the turtle still with us?
We still have it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a commitment.
I'm telling you, it really is.
How have you kept that alive for 37 years?
You know, it really amazes me. It's a lot of upkeep, a lot of cleaning, filter changing.
Trent, you probably should have gone with the goldfish.
I'm thinking so.